Hello, everybody. This is Sticks and Bones. My name is Hector. This is episode number 12. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate everybody that listens. Please share so your friends and family could listen to my podcast. Please share my podcast. Thank you, and I appreciate it. Okay, so episode number 12. Today, we're going to be speaking on the Nganga. Okay, so like I said in previous podcast, I said the in the original times when the religion was in the Bantu and in the Congo, the Nganga, they did not have actual Ngangas. They didn't have a cauldron. They were, the actual priest was considered the Nganga. He was the Nganga. He was the priest. The Nkisi was living within him. The Nganga was created hundreds of years later in from the Cuban people, the wonderful Cuban people. Like I said, the Cuban people put a lot of good things into the religion. They put the Ngangas. They were created in Cuba. So the Nganga, that's where it's a mini world. That's where everything exists in there. You have your spirits, you have your Nkisi, you have your gandos, you have all your tools, you have everything you need in there. So a practitioner really, like I said, this religion is nature based. We work with the forces of nature. So say, for example, I need to work with the river for a love spell. Okay, let's say that's where we're at. If I have to do that, I don't really have to go to the river and do my rituals at the river, because the Nganga already has pieces of the river. So it has certain elements, key elements of the river that I need to just work in my Nganga. Like I said, the Nganga is a mini world. So there's a lot of material from different parts of the world to get that energy of that certain place. It's already in your Nganga. So you can go. It's a good thing to do it like that, but it's not necessary for you to go. Like, say if you need to go to Campo Finda. Campo Finda is a cemetery. So you got to do some work. A practitioner doesn't need to go to the cemetery anymore. He already has his Nganga, and there's a cemetery in there already. Like I said, the Nganga is a mini world. It has parts of the world there, and you never stop putting things in the Nganga. So you know, you get dirt from here, dirt from there, you know, certain things from certain places in order to your Nganga could function in these certain places. For example, if you have problems at work, I might ask you to bring a little bit of dirt from work, you know, so we can do what we got to do. So my Nganga knows where this job is going, stuff like that. It all makes sense. It's a little bit more in depth, but I can't. Like I said, this religion it survived thousands of years because of its secrecy. So I could only tell you certain things. I can't get to it. Once the gangulero, once the practitioner starts getting familiar with his Nganga, he starts noticing his Nganga manifest certain jobs, or all the jobs that he does. So if you're a gangulero and you do a job, you'll see it manifest through whatever energy that you use to manifest the job. I hope I'm making sense. There was this one time I had, I'm not going to speak no names, but I had somebody in front of me, which he was a practitioner way older than me. Like he's been in the religion a lot older than me. And I heard him say one thing came out of his mouth is, I was just recently scratched. I was recently scratched in the religion. And I was just getting advice, and I heard him say, my Nganga works about 80%. Like 80% of the things I do, they manifest. And I looked at him and I'm like, oh man, this guy, that's kind of disrespectful, you know? It's kind of disrespectful because you're saying you're in Ganga. I mean, your Ganga hears you, man. They hear what you say. They test you throughout your practitioner life, you know? So I was just looked at him like, man, this dude saying his Ganga is only 80%. See, the thing is that when I heard that, I was like, whoa, that's wrong to say. And then once I started getting more into the religion, I understood the way everything works. The way the Nganga works is when you do jobs, say you're doing a job for yourself and it doesn't manifest, that's because it's not for you. The spirits in there can see the energy, the forces can see that if you say, for example, I do a job, let's make it simple. So I do a job and I want a certain car. I want to have this certain car that I like. I saw it and I try to do a job so I can get that car, but you don't get it. The reason why is that car's not for you, you know, it's for somebody else. So it's best you don't have it. Say it's a Corvette, you know, and these cars run so fast, and the Ganga can see that you're gonna get a bunch of tickets, or you know, these cars are fast speed and you're gonna get in trouble. The Ganga knows you and knows who you are and knows how you think and knows you. So it's just gonna be either a financial burden or maybe you can kill yourself, you know. So in order for you to understand why I don't even feel right saying that the Ganga don't work. The thing is that it does work. It's working in ways like telling you, hey, that's not for you. So my Ganga works 100%. Everybody's Ganga works 100%. You just need to open up your mind and understand that, hey, not everything's for you. When you consult people, that's the reason why you consult people. Like if somebody comes and they want something, you just tell them, hey, that's not for you. Or, hey, that's going to get you in trouble. Like, I know this person that she went to a practitioner and she wanted to do an amarre, a love spell. And the practitioner told her, hey, this is going to ruin your life. I don't care. I want to be with him. She was young. This is going to affect you, like, in the long run. I don't care. I just know I love him. I want him. I don't want him to be with the other girl. I want him to be with me. And the practitioner told her, hey, it's going to be really, really bad for you. This was a lot of years ago. And it ended up being that her life is hell, you know, for that decision she made. And the practitioner did his part, like, hey, it's, you know, it's just sometimes people that when they're young, they just, you know, you're young, you're in your teens or early 20s, and you want this guy, you want him so bad because you think you love him and this and that. But it's puppy love, man. You're not grown. And some people make really big mistakes because, like I said before, them love spells come with a lot of death. Death, too. If you guys have kids, they pass because they don't have long lives, because you can't pretty much jinx yourself. You jinxed yourself. The lady jinxed herself, and she jinxed her husband. And now, you know, a lot of bad things are happening to them. I mean, I'm sure, like, from the beginning they started bad, but that's why you got to be careful and watch out what you wish for, because sometimes these wishes, they'll be granted, and then you suffer. So you suffer enough, so when you come back to Earth in another body, you're going to remember, I ain't going to do that no more, you know? Things like that happen, you know? Some people are really hard-headed to where they're like, they don't understand that the Nganga can see farther than you, farther ahead in life. They can see your past, your future. They can see everything. So whatever the Nganga suggests, it's going to be something that's going to be inconvenienced. It's going to convenient you. Just like when I clean people, you know, I ask, hey, can I use these certain herbs? Yes on some, no on some, because those herbs don't align with them, stuff like that. This religion is really, 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 really profound. You need a lot of years of experience to practice it, to become a good, successful practitioner, to where people come to your house and then they tell other people, like, you know, hey, Hector, somebody referred me to you. Oh, who did? Okay, come down. Boom, boom, boom. You know, and that keeps going. You know, sometimes people. One thing that I always tell people when I read them is when you get a reading with me or anybody else, it could be a medium, it could be a practitioner of the Palo Brilumba Congo religion, it could be any other branch. When you go out there and get a consultation, you absolutely 100% need to do everything the medium, the tata, the yaya tells you to do. You have to do everything, because everything you do, everything he or she tells you to do, it's extremely important for you to get what you want. Like, you want that job. Okay, you need to do this, this, and this. In that order, and as quick as possible, that's when that's going to manifest. I mean, like I said, sometimes, I tell people, hey, the muerto's right here telling me to tell you, you got to wash your car. That's not real. I'm just making an example. You got to wash your car in order for you to get that manager job. And the guy's like, okay, he washes his tires on one day, the windows the next day. And then at the end of the week, or maybe 2 weeks, he's at the bumper. And the car didn't get clean. It was just by parts. So, and then you come back and say, hey, man, I never. No, man, you need to do what the muerto tells you. As quick as you possibly can. Like, the muerto understands, like, washing your car costs $20 and you only have $5. Okay, that's understandable, as long as you keep doing it and do what you gotta do. The muerto, they know what your finances is. They know how, they know when you can do it, so you have to do it as soon as possible, you know. Like, if you get scratched, say for example you go through the 3-day ritual and the Inquisi, that your altar starts blessing you with stuff, but they ask you for stuff. Say they ask you for a certain ritual you have to do, and if you forget, if you're enjoying all that money that the Inquisi's, you know, is giving you because you made a pact with them, and then you forget about that ritual, that certain ritual that your pot told you to do, well, you know what? You're gonna get tested, and your money's going to start getting low. Your luck's going to kind of go down on you. And then you're going to be like, what's going on? Well, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? Well, you got to do everything. The reason why I tell you, you got to do everything, the person consulting you, is because it's going to benefit you. Nothing's going to hurt you. It's for your benefit. Certain things need to get done. Because what happens is, us as practitioners, we use the forces of nature. We use certain elements of nature. So when we tell you to go to the river, you need to go over there so you can get your blessings. When we tell you go to the beach, go here, go to the forest, go to the Campo Finda, go to the cemetery, go to the house, wherever we tell you to go and do whatever you got to do. Obviously, it's not going to be something, you know, against the law. I mean, you got to do, like, say if, for example, you come to me and you got some big accident's going to happen to you because somebody did something to you. Okay, so if I tell you, okay, you need to pay homage to the cemetery. You got to go to the cemetery. You got to go talk to Centella. Tell her, you know, to cleanse you. I'm going to tell you, you get 9 pennies. And then you're going to get those 9 pennies. You're going to clean your whole, put them in your hand. Clean yourself in front of Centella inside a cemetery and just put them there for her and ask her for to clean any negativity that you have on you. And you decide to go, you decide to do it somewhere else. It's not gonna work for you. You're going to get in that car accident because you need to do exactly what the Nganga tells you. If not, I get that a lot. Like, there was this one person that came and I was consulting her and she was just like, hey, you know what? She had came prior and I did a job for her. And she had like this extreme cleaning I had to do on her. It's called rompimiento. Really extremely powerful. They're really good. She got that. She called me up and she's like, man, I feel really, really good. She hadn't felt like that in years. And then I also gave her I gave her something to do. I don't want to say what I gave her to do, but that certain thing that she had to do after the rompimiento, she never did it. So she comes back and she's like, hey, this and that, and that. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Let me remember then. Let's see what happened in your consultation. Oh, you know what? I remember I gave you this one task that you had to do. Did you do that task? And she's like, no. And I'm like, so I don't understand. Like, you what did you expect from not doing what I told you to do? Of course. Well, right before that, she was like, oh my God, nobody can help me with this situation. I've been going to a lot of people and none of them can help me. Nobody. Everybody's failed. They can't do this. They can't do that. And then I got a little bit insulted. I'm just like, hold on. Okay, let's slow down and let's see what happened here. So I'm like, okay, so you got your rompimiento. We did this, we did that. I did that with here. I did this, that. And I'm like, remember that task? I remember that task. I gave you a task to do. And I'm like, did you do it? And she goes, no. And I'm like, okay, so why didn't you do it? And she's like, because I'm scared. And I'm like, okay, so you're over here coming over to me saying that you've been to so many paleros, so many tatas and yayas, and nobody can do nothing for you. So you're telling me that you didn't do that test I had you do, and you're still telling me that it didn't work. Like, I don't understand that. Like, oh no, it's because I'm scared. This test is really, really simple. It's nothing against the law. It's just really simple. Nobody's gonna see her do it. It's just gonna be like really, really easy. Like a little kid can do it, you know. And she says she don't want to do it because the last time somebody else told her to do the same thing, it came out really bad. And I'm like, you're not with somebody else. So I told her, look, when you go to these tatas and they have protections, man. They have protections. So when you go to them and they do a job for you and you don't complete it, you know what's going to happen. The protections that they have, that they made a pact with, those protections that you feel when you're right there in the room with him, those, they will attack you, man. Because you ain't doing your part. That's the thing too, with a lot of people think, oh, I'm just gonna do this, like it's magic. It's not magic, bro. You gotta do your part. You know, the things will manifest. They will manifest in your favor, because I will manipulate the natures of forces in my NKC to help you out to do something, because that's what you want. And it's injustice in the spiritual realm for me to do that for you, for the muertos to do that, for the spirits could do that, the inquisis could do that for you. They want to do that for you. The forces of nature, whatever forces of nature that I use, they want to help you, but they give you tasks to do. They're very simple tasks too. It's not a lot, but there's people out there that just, no, I don't want to. I paid, so it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, not even for me. Man, you got me at 2-3 in the morning helping the people out in the houses, cleaning, doing all kinds of stuff, man. You know what I mean? The thing is that when I work Balo, it gives me a lot of life. I said this in other podcasts. Like, I could go to your house at 8 o'clock, and then it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm still kicking ass, boom, 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 doing my thing. I'm like, oh man, 5 hours went by. Like, what the hell? Where did that go? You know? That's the way it is. It's a sacrifice, man. Like I said, I love this religion, and I love working it. And it's just imagine you love doing something, you're gonna want to do it all the time. You know, if anything it is, any type of job, if you have a hobby, you're gonna stay up at 2-3 in the morning doing your hobby. Oh man, I didn't go to sleep. Let me go to sleep already. Boom, you go to sleep, because time flies when you're having fun. And that's the way Paulo is for me as a practitioner. That's how I feel about it. That's why when I do spells, when I do rituals, they manifest to me and they show me. Even the ones I just do on my own, and I look, I'm like, damn, you know what I mean? Because I do it with my heart, I do it with my soul, I get that inner, you know, I do it with my higher self. I ask them for licencia. I ask my I ask my siete rayos, you know, I ask my lucero. En Zambi, primero en Zambi. I'm gonna give you guys an example of how it is on working with an Nganga. Have you guys ever watched that movie called, it's kind of new, it's maybe a few months old, it's called The Black Phone. It's about a little kid that gets kidnapped by a serial killer. And his sister, she's a medium. See, they're little kids, man. They're like, I say the boy is maybe about 13, 14 years old, and then the little girl's like 9 or 10. The little girl's a medium. They show in the movie that she can see things happen, and I guess she was like seeing that serial killer take little kids around the neighborhood, and she was describing them to the detectives. Watch that movie; it's a good movie. But I'm just making an example. I don't advertise or nothing, but it's just podcast. But the movie The Black Phone, when I watched it, it made me think. That's kind of how I feel, like having a Nganga. Okay, so this little boy, her brother, the little girl, the little boy gets kidnapped by that same serial killer. And then the little boy, he's put in the basement of the serial killer's house. So in the basement, there's just a bed and there's a phone. The movie's called The Black Phone. There's a black phone there, but it's not connected. So the little boy's there for days, you know, and then all of a sudden the phone rings and he answers it. And the people, it keeps ringing throughout the movie. And the people on the other side of the phone are the little kids that were there prior to him. The ones that got there, they're on the phone through like spirit. They're teaching them, they're telling them to do certain things so he can survive the situation he's in. Because this little boy's in the basement, and there's just like a window, and there's a bed in the basement. It's just long, it's a room, and then it goes into another little hallway. So throughout the movie, the boy gets phone calls, and they tell him to start digging a hole in a certain place. So he digs a hole, and then they tell him to get the bed and then grab a frame from the window. It's like a bar. I guess the bars were on the inside and in the basement. So he grabs the bait and he falls and he goes back, and the spirits on the phone tell him to put it inside the hole and then cover the hole with a rug. There was a rug there. And then the phone rings again, and they tell him to, in a certain place in that basement, they tell him to start punching a hole. So he starts punching a hole, and then when he gets through, it's like a refrigerator. So he opens up that refrigerator through the back. He finds some tools, and there's just like raw meat in there. I'm sorry, frozen raw meat. And he's just like, "What the hell's going on? Why I'm trying to get out of here. Like, I'm getting all these tasks, and you know, nothing makes sense." So going towards the end of the movie, the serial killer comes down the basement with his dog. So he opens the door and he ties the dog leash to the door, and the little boy runs towards the hall where the rug is at, and the serial killer comes and he steps on the rug and he falls in the hole and breaks his leg on the bars. And the serial killer's he's stuck there. So if the little boy goes around, he can go up the stairs because he left the door open. The thing is that the dog's there. So he remembers that the meat on the fridge. So he gets the meat on the fridge from the hole he made on the wall, and he gives it to the dog, and he gets up and he escapes. That's a little bit how I feel sometimes, because the muerto sometimes, my Nganga sometimes tells me to do stuff, and I'm like, why am I doing this, you know? Why am I doing this? It's just weird things, bro. We're like, really weird. And I just do them because I have faith and I do them. But I'm always like, why not? And then when everything, like a few weeks pass or a month, whatever, and I'm like, that's why I did that. Oh, and that's why I did that. So this movie, once I saw it, me and my lady were there, and I'm like, hey, that's like having a Ganga. And she's like, yeah. She, you know, it's like, The Ganga knows, like, I guess those little boys in the movie, they knew how to escape, you know, because they didn't escape because they're dead, but they knew how to do it. So they were calling him through that phone that wasn't even connected. He was a medium himself, the little boy. I know it's just a movie, but there's people like that. The little boy was a medium. He just didn't know. He needed like a fake phone so that he can understand that. Maybe he wouldn't, if they talked to him in his head, he wouldn't understand. So that movie is very, very, very It's like a woke movie, you know. It's like a lot of people are blind. A lot of people just go to church and say, "Oh, one prayer," and they think everything's gonna be cool. But you know, later on, they're calling, they're knocking on my door. "Hey, I need you to manifest something for me, or I need you to take this negativity away from me, because praying doesn't do it." You know. No, I'm not shaming. I'm not trying to, you know, make any other religion lesser. But it's just, it follows. It's a strong religion, and it works, man. It makes things move, you know. And if you're meant to be from this beautiful religion, and you have the blessings to work it, man, you know how powerful it is. Like when I barely got scratched, I went through my initiation. I was like, I'm gonna help everybody. I'm gonna help my family. I'm gonna help this. I'm gonna help that. But in reality, it's, you know, everybody has a mission in life. So you, sometimes you go through life, like say you're just a regular Joe Blow, you know, you're just a regular person. You're just a regular Joe, a person, and you're walking, and you have some negativity around you. A lot of bad stuff are happening to you. So I'm gonna get a little bit in depth. Sometimes we need negativity around us so we can go through hardship for us to wake up and say, boom, I'm gonna go get the best job. I need another job. Like say you're going through bad stuff, you have a car accident or whatever, and you know, maybe you need some exercise, you know, get a bike, start getting a bike, that's gonna save your life, stuff like that. So sometimes people need negativity around them to motivate them so they can step up their game. I hope I'm making sense. That's just the way the religion is. This religion is so profound. It's just, you never stop learning, man. I learned something new this week, every week, man. So there was a situation where I had to do a certain job to somebody, and then the muertos came out. My yaya, my girlfriend, she came out and she said, "Hey, let's do this." I was like, "What?" She's like, "My muertos told me to do this." I'm like, "I never even heard that. What are you talking about?" And she's like, "Oh, no, I don't doubt, you know, but I just, you know, they're telling me to do it this way." And I'm like, "I never heard." I call my padrino and I'm like, "Hey, have you ever heard of this?" He's like, "No, what are you talking about?" And then he stopped me for a minute. He goes, "Hey, you know what, Hector? Cada Congo con su maña." Like, all our spirits, all our ancestors, they all work different. So different things work different ways for different paleros. So do it. He's like, "Just do it." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, no, I'm going to do it." Like I absorb anything my padrino tells me, because he has a lot of years. He was scratched since he was a kid. So but at the end of the day, bro, I always ask my inquisi, no matter what. I always ask my ganga all the time, "Hey, is, you know, can I do this? Do you want me to do this?" He'd be like, "Yeah." Just yesterday I was out cleaning a business, and I couldn't close. I'm like, "Man." And something went in my head. It was real simple. And I'm like, "That's too simple. That's not the reason why he don't let me close." And I asked him, and he goes, "Yeah, just, you know, just do that." And I'm like, "Man, that was so simple." Well, it went in my head for a reason, because he's telling me to do it, you know. And I just, what I'm trying to say is, we're out here in the material world, and they can see more. They can see further in the future ahead of us. So, My Nganga wanted me to tell this person that was cleaning his business to do a simple little task, and that's gonna help him. And I just thought it was so. What I'm trying to say, like, if you think something's wrong, you know, always ask, because it is weird, man. Sometimes like that movie, they tell you to do some weird. Like, why am I gonna do this? Like, why am I gonna break into a wall that there's a fridge in the back? Like, I don't need nothing from there. Like, the fridge is too heavy. I can't even move it. Like, this guy was a kid, so everything makes sense. Don't ever question. Just do what you gotta do, man. You know, like, you know, sometimes they tell me to go out and clean a business at, 8 o'clock, and I'm gonna come home till 2-3 in the morning. I just do it, you know, because I'm trying to help people out. That's what I'm here for. I'm working for Nsambya Mpungo, God Himself, the Creator of everything, and I wanna work for Him. I want Him to work through me. So I do what I have to do to handle my business, and I'm gonna keep doing it till I pass to the next dimension. Okay, so this is going to be the end of episode number 12. If you guys like to email me with a question, anything, consulta, anything you need, man, I'm always here for anybody that wants some help, you know, a little push or some knowledge, something I can do for you. You guys go ahead and email me at sticksandbones7@gmail.com. sticksandbones7@gmail.com. I also got my Instagram. You guys don't forget to share my stuff, man. Share it with your family and friends so I could get more views, so I can stay on this podcast. And I appreciate everybody that listens to me, man. And I truly, truly, and blessings, man. You know, blessings all you guys. Positive blessings to everybody that listens to me with a real good heart. You can go on my Instagram. I have an Instagram. It's sticks_bones. sticks_bones. That's my Instagram. You guys can check out what the things I post. I post a lot of, I advertise a lot of my podcasts on there. Please share, you guys. Share with your friends and family. You guys can also text me at 702-814-3140. Text me with questions, anything you guys need. And I really, really appreciate everybody that listens to me. Thank you guys from, I think 4 different countries listen to me. And then I got a bunch of different states that do. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. And blessings to you guys.